Shake, 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 Sinora, shake your body liner. Shake, 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 Sinora, shake it all the time. Work, 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 Sinora, work your body liner. Work, 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 Sinora, work it all the time. My girl's name is Sonora, I tell you friends I adore her. And when she dances, oh brother, she's a hurricane in all kinds of weather. Jump in the line, rock your body on time. Okay, I believe you, jump in the line, rock your body on time. Okay, I believe you, jump in the line, rock your body on time. Okay, I believe you, jump in the line, rock your body on time. Whoop! Shake, 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 Sinora, shake your body line. Whoop! Shake, 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 Sinora, shake it all the time. Work, 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 Sinora, work your body line. Work, 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 Sinora, work it all the time. You can talk about cha-cha, tango, waltz, or the rumba. Sinora's dance has no title. You jump in the saddle, hold on to the bridle. Jump in the line, rock your body on time. Okay, I believe you. Jump in the line, rock your body. Rock your body, child. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Somebody help me. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Whoa. Shake, 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 Sinora, shake your body line. Shake, 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 Sinora, shake it all the time. Work, 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 Sinora, work your body line. Yeah. Work, 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 Sinora, work it all the time. Sinora, she's a sensation, the reason for aviation. And fellas, you got to watch it. When she wind up, she bottom, she go like a rocket. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Okay, I believe you. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Heist those skirts a little higher. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Off the chimney. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Whoa! Shake, 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 Sinora. Shake your body line. Work, 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 Sinora. Work it all the time. Dance, 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 Sinora. Dance it all the time. Work, 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 Sinora. Work it all the time. Sinora dances calypso. Left to right is the tempo. And when she gets the sensation, she go up in the air, come down in slow motion. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Okay, I believe you. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Somebody help me. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Okay, I believe you. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Oh! Shake, 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 Sinora, shake your body line. Shake, 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 Sinora, shake it all the time. Work, 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 Sinora.
Like Generation with Uncle Sarah.
Oh, NOFX with the punk song. It certainly is a punk song. Love that. Before that, the original version of Too Fast for Love, the alternate intro from Motley Crue's first album, Too Fast for Love, one of my favorite albums ever. The punkiest side of Motley Crue that we ever really got. And to me, probably the coolest side, but you know, that's just me. So as you may have noticed from the reimagining of the Snord theme song, like to thank Snord for that, by the way. Spock Rock Radio is now only on Saturdays at 6 p.m. on solid, no, not Spock Rock Radio. What am I saying? Spock Rock Radio is no longer playing Blank Generation. So Blank Generation will be on solidstateradio.net exclusively for now on Saturdays at 6 p.m. So just to clear that up, there's no more Thursday shows. Spock Rock Radio was awesome. I really appreciate the run that we had there. It was almost 2 years. And having them play our show, sometimes they played multiple shows back to back to back on Thursday nights. It's just a cool, cool place run by a really cool guy named Daniel. And if you get the chance, you know, like Spock Rock Radio on Facebook and see what they got going on, because it's very cool. They're just not having any outside programming at this point in time. But we must go on. So we charge ahead on Saturday nights at 6 p.m., like I said. And this week was kind of a sad week because we lost one of the greats, Harry Belafonte, one of my personal favorites, and a great man, a great person. It always sucks to lose a wonderful human who was also such a big contributor to the history of music. So we're going to do a couple of tribute songs to Harry Belafonte on here, maybe a couple of different ones that I thought might be interesting for our listeners. But right now, I'd also like to pay tribute to a friend of mine, Ronnie Round. This is one of the first bands that we ever played with when I was in the band Free Will, Round in a Distant View. And this song goes through my head all the time. So I decided, hey, we may have played it here before once or twice. I don't know. But here it is again. And if you haven't heard it, you're hearing it for the first time, check out this cool hook, man. This is Wild Dogs Run Free by Round and a Distant View on Blank Generation.
Love me, well I don't wanna know. You always bitch complaining that I never let my feelings show. Don't you know that wild dogs run free? Wild dogs like me, wild dogs run free. Don't you know? Don't you know? I try and try, but you never satisfied. Even if I gave up, you wouldn't be pacified. Don't you know? Wild dogs run free, wild dogs like me, wild dogs run free, don't you know?
morning coming down. Oh.
We are back on World Championship Wrestling and awaiting the arrival of the Midnight Express.
Right,
needless
to
say,
Jim Cornette. I'm so glad to be here today. It's a big honor of going to a Falcons game. You know what I'm talking about? Now, let me tell you something, Tony. I'm going to give you an unexpected opportunity today. I want you to stand there, and I want you to tell me when I tell a lie. Stop me when I tell the truth. We've been coming out here, me and the Midnight Express, about 6 months now, right? Huh?
Right, right.
And I've been calling the Rock and Roll Express every kind of dog, every kind of coward, every name in the book, right?
Right.
And I've been challenging them for the World Tag Team titles, right?
That's right. Right.
And don't you think if you were a man, don't you think if you had any guts, if you had any honor, any kind of intestinal fortitude, do you think you'd let somebody like me come out here and call you a dog and a coward and all the rest? Would you? Huh?
I guess not.
Well, they sure have. All that has gone unanswered. We have been met with a resounding degree of silence from the Rock and Roll Express. Let me tell you something, punks. I want the World Tag Team title. And I want it right in my mother's living room where she can look up them nice belts and say that's what my son won for me. The Midnight Express are the ones that are going to do it. You know why the Rock and Roll Express have ignored us?
Why?
Because they know. And I feel sorry for you guys. You realize that the Midnight Express are the one team in wrestling that can take you. You realize that you got no chance against the Midnight Express and you want to keep the World Tag Team title. You know if you avoid the Midnight Express like the plague, that's exactly what you're going to do. Keep the World Tag Team title because can't nobody else take it away from you. And hey, I can't blame the Rock and Roll Express for wanting to be the World Tag Team champions. What I can blame them for is coming out here and telling all these people that they can beat the Midnight Express because you're lying, Rock and Roll. You can't do it. And what I can blame them for is coming out here and telling all these people that they're big heroes of youth. Because you ain't. Because you're cowards. And one of these days, you're going to have to face these men. Ladies and gentlemen, anybody who messes with these men ends up on more floors than Johnson's Wax. Loverboy Dennis and Beautiful Bobby, the Midnight Express.
You were something to see, so very young and alone. And I still don't believe the way you turned on me. There was a girl that I knew. I gave you somewhere to live and then somebody to love. You gave me nothing but trouble, man, I've been such a fool. You gave me nothing at all, and let me give it to you. You talked me out of it through, man, let me try it on you. Out of your business, let me care for
sand on the beach. They're dreaming of boys and staying just out of reach. And I saw the cheerleaders down on the track. They're glistening like diamonds with sweat on their backs. And I saw the girls and the gangs on the street. They're looking for danger and they're holding their peace. And I saw the girls staying late after school. They're playing with fire and oh, they're playing it cool. And I saw the shy girls learning to dance. They stare in the mirror and they count your own hands. And I saw the girls who were always alone. They kneel down in prayer and they wait up by the floor. Bless all the homecoming queens of the night. They're looking for magic in gymnasium lights. And bless all the girls who know what love is about. They try not to cry and then they try to put out. And bless all the homecoming queens of the night. They're looking for magic in gymnasium lights. And bless all the girls who know what love is about. They try not to cry and then they try to put out.
Meatloaf, I'll kill you if you don't come back. I love that song. I love the sense of humor of that song. It's got to be one of the most epic pop songs that I can think of, really. And it's just so emotionally off-kilter. So I friggin' love that song, man. Before that, we had, I know it's not a punk rock song, but it kind of is, isn't it? I mean, Jim Steinman was such a great writer. Before that, we had Sunday Morning Coming Down. Awesome cover by me first and the Gimme Gimmes, who do a bunch of awesome covers. And so right now, let's get into it with something that maybe I think listeners of this show would really enjoy, especially if you've been listening to us in the past few months where we've been playing a lot of this band, Snored, a project by my pal Paul Champion. Go to the Facebook page, like Snored, and check out this cover of The Misfits on Blank Generation.
Yeah.
Salem.
A flight of pigeons. Harmless, you say? Well, you'll see that he has good cause for alarm. For those were no ordinary pigeons. They were the pigeons from hell. That is both the title and the substance of our story. Spirits come back from the dead to guard their ancestral home against intruders. Spirits that in life fed on evil and now in death return to feed upon the living. Return each night, driven relentlessly by the spell of a terrible curse.
Die! John Henry, he could hammer, he could whistle, he could sing. He went to the mountain early in the morning just to hear his hammering, Lord, Lord, hear his hammering. Just to hear his hammering, Lord, Lord, hear his hammering. When John Henry was a little baby, sitting on his daddy's knee, he picked up a hammer, a little piece of steel, said, hammer be the death of me, Lord, Lord, hammer be the death of me. Well, John Henry's family needed money, said he didn't have but a dime. If you wait till the rising sun goes down, I'll get it from the man in the mine, Lord, Lord, get it from the man in the mine. I'll get it from the man in the mine, Lord, Lord, get it from the man in the mine. Well, John Henry went to the captain. What happened? Said the captain, what can you do? I can hoist the jack, I can lay a track, I can pick and shovel too, Lord, Lord, pick and shovel too. I can pick and shovel too, Lord, Lord, pick and shovel too. Well, the captain said to John Henry, I'm gonna bring me a steam drill around. Gonna bring me a steam drill out on the job. I'm gonna whoop that steel on down, Lord, Lord, whoop that steel on down. But John Henry said to the captain, oh, a man ain't nothing but a man. Lord, let your steam drill beat me down. I'll die with the hammer in my hand, Lord, Lord, die with the hammer in my hand. Well, John Henry said to the captain, look yonder what I see. Hold on, choke, drilled on broke. And you can't drive steel like me, Lord, Lord. Can't drive steel like me. Oh, you can't drive steel like me. No, no, can't drive steel like me. Well, John Henry drove into the mountain. His hammer was striking fire. He drove so hard, he broke his poor heart. Well, he laid down his hammer and he died, Lord, Lord. Laid down his hammer and he died. Laid down his hammer and he died, great God. Laid down his hammer and he died. Oh, they took John Henry to the White House and they buried him in the sand. Every locomotive come roaring by says, there lies a steel-driving man, Lord, Lord. There lies a steel-driving man. Says, there lies a steel-driving man. Hoo-wee, there lies a steel-driving man. Says, there lies a steel-driving man, Lord, Lord. There lies a steel-driving man. Many years ago on the Mississippi River boats, they had men called gaugers. And the job of a gauger was to hang off the side of the boat with one hand, and in the other hand he had a ball of twine with a hunk of lead on the end of it. wheeled the letter on his head and let it fly into the water. Wherever the water marked the twine, he'd call up to the skipper and say, "Marking on the twine is 4 fathoms." Of course, day in and day out, year after year, this would get pretty monotonous. Until in the 1800s, a little man came along and revolutionized the whole gauging industry. Instead of saying "marking on the twine," he cut it short and said, "Mark Twain." And in between each marking, he'd fill it in with a little patter about himself and his everyday life. Well, if you'd been living at that time, coming up from a distance on the Mississippi, it would have sounded like this. Starboard bow. I got a gal named Cindy Lou. Feeds me gin and baked beans too. Mark Twain. Mark Twain. 3 fathoms off the starboard bow. I got a friend, his name is Pete. Sings dirty songs down on Beale Street. Mark Twain. Mark Twain. Off the starboard bow. I've been working the river since 92. I get a penny a day and bad liquor too. Mark Twain. I'm gonna save my money till I die. They gonna bury me all but my good right eye. Mark Twain. Mark Twain. No fathoms of the starboard bow. Look out, skipper, pull it to the side. You gon' bust your bow and split your hide. Ooh, great God, we done run aground. Skipper gon' chase me with a big bloodhound. Mark Twain.
A pair of wonderful tracks there by the late great Harry Belafonte, Mark Twain, and John Henry. Before that, we had, man, I really like this song. It's something I just heard for the first time the other day. It's called "The Other, Dreaming of the Devil." The Other is the band name. Dreaming of the Devil. It almost sounds like an answer to our song, "The Devil Also Dreams." Well, what do you know? It's completely coincidental. Thank you for joining me for this hour. I hope you've had fun. And we'll be here again, like I said, Saturday, 6 p.m. Every Saturday at 6 p.m. on solidstateradio.net. And right now, Superman.
Super. shrink from the light. My beacon of light, I see through the white side, willingly and naturally so. Oh, the night's come so far, swim you back to shore. You could be my shooting star, place you in the heavens. Nothing be true, why do I look at you? If the sky be a lie and the night just a night, my beacon of light, I see through a white sight, willingly and naturally so. Oh, the night's come so far, swim you back to shore. You could be my shooting star, place you in the heavens. And oh, the night's come so far, swim you back to shore.
Sparse little man who feeds off his self-delusions and finds himself perpetually hungry for want of greatness in his diet. And like some goose-stepping predecessors, he searches for something to explain his hunger and to rationalize why a world passes him by without saluting. The something he looks for and finds is in a sewer. In his own twisted and distorted lexicon, he calls it faith, strength, truth. But in just a moment, Peter Vollmer will ply his trade on another kind of corner. A strange intersection in a shadow land called the Twilight Zone.
Not to love the Führer is a great disgrace. So we heil, heil, right in the Führer's space. When Herr Goebbels says we own the world in space, we heil, heil, right in Herr Goebbels' space. When Herr Göring says they'll never bomb this place, we heil, heil, right in Herr Göring's space. Are we not the Superman? Aryan Führer, Superman.
Yeah, we is the Superman.
Super duper Superman.
Is this Nazi land so good? Would you leave it if you could?
Yeah, this Nazi land is good. We would leave it if we could.
We bring the world new order. Heil Hitler's world new order.
Everyone of foreign race will love the Führer's face when we bring to the world disorder.
When the Führer says he is the master race, we heil, heil, right in the Führer's face. Not to love the Führer is a great disgrace. So we heil, heil, right in the Führer's face.
Thank you.
Fuhrer says, me is the master race. Me higher, higher, right into Fuhrer's space. Not to love the Fuhrer is a great disgrace. So me higher, higher, right into Fuhrer's space.
Chop down the docks, hacked to death in daylight in the comfort of their home. Without a living witness, the abandoned left to roam. They set to find the torches, so they drew the cruel display. They gather quotes and build their totes and map the horror spree. And like a strike of lightning, the news had hit the town. Crowded by the dozens, and I stumbled around the house, and all the fingers pointed straight to Lizzie. She's out before a jury of her day. Self-possession guarded by the book of Jeremiah. Wouldn't let an inner be cast like a pariah.
Snakes hang thick from the cypress trees like sausage on a smokehouse wall. Where the swamp is alive with a thousand eyes, and all of them watching you. Stay off the track of Hattie Shack in the back of the Black Bayou. Way up the road from Hattie's shack lies a sleepy little Okeechobee town. Talk of swamp witch Hattie lock you in when the sun go down. Rumors of what she done, rumors of what she do, kept folks off a track of Hattie's shack in the back of the Black Bayou. One day brought the rain stayed on, and the swamp water overflowed. Skeeters and the fever grabbed the town like a fist. Doc Jackson was the first to go. Some said the plague was brought by Hattie. There was talk of a hanging too, but the talk got shackled by the howls and the cackles from the bowels of the Black Bayou. Shadows fill the sky. There came an unseen caller on a town where hope run dry. In the square there was found a big black round vat full of gurgling brew. Whispering sounds as the folks gathered round. It came from the Black Bayou. Ain't much pride when you're trapped inside a slowly sinking ship. scooped up the liquid deep and green, and the whole town took a sip. Fever went away, and the very next day the skies again were blue. Let's thank old Hattie for saving our town. We'll fetch it from the Black Bayou. Ten of the town's best men headed for Hattie's shack. Said swamp witch magic was useful and good, and they're gonna bring Hattie back. Never found Hattie, and they never found the shack, and they never made a trip back in. Was a parchment note they found tacked to a stump, said don't come looking again.
Halloween, Halloween.